Welcome to Shomar Shovan and Daf Shir's Pantzal Luinish Masam Yak Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Makas Daf Chobes. The Gemara Amud Beis says, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inchi. How fools are people? The Kaimi Mikaimi Sevetoy Vili Kaimi Kami Gavi Rabba. They get up in front of a Sevetoy and not in front of a Gavi Rabba to Mechochem. They were Sevetoy Ktiv Arboim Vosu Rabbonun Batsu Chado. The Torah says they do 40 Malkas. Rabbonun say they do one less. So who's greater? Seemingly, the Gemara tells us the Rabbanon are greater because they can take and diminish and remove what the Torah says. So if you get up in front of a Sefer Torah, of course you should get up in front of a Tamei Chacham. Now, there's a big question that we already discussed it in Kiddushin of Lamed Gimel. There's what seems to be a stira between here and the Gemara in Kiddushin. Because the Gemara there says, does a person have to stand in front of a Sefer Torah? So says the Gemara, oh, Kavachoymer, Pnei Elohimdei Elohimdim, Mipanei Elohim Shaken. If you stand in front of the Tamei Chachamim to learn the Torah, so of course you should stand in front of the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara in Kiddushin is Mashma, who's greater? The Sefer Torah is greater than the Tamei Chachamim. And in our Gemara, based on the Kal V'chomer, in Mashma, the Tamei Chachamim are greater than the Sefer Torah because they can come and change what the Sefer Torah says. How do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So the Ran over there, on the Rif in Kiddushin Lamed Gimel, he brings this question. And he answers two things. Either it's a machlokes between the sugyas, these two gemaras argue with each other. Or he says, the pshat is like this. How do we know that you have to get up from a Sefer Torah? Because you learn kavachoymer for Tamei Chacham. That's what the Gemara in Kiddushin is telling us. If you get in front of Tamei Chacham, so of course you should get in front of a Sefer Torah. So those who are getting in front of a Sefer Torah and not in front of a Tamei Chacham, they don't understand that the whole basis of getting in front of a Sefer Torah is because you get in front of a Tamei Chacham. So it starts with getting up in front of a Tamei Chacham. So that's the pshat in our Gemara. Kama tipshoi inchi, that they get up in front of a Sefer Torah and not a Tamei Chacham. The only reason you know you get up in front of a Sefer Torah is because you have to get up in front of a Tamei Chacham. The problem with this answer is that the Chor doesn't fit with the Hemshach Gemara that says that the Sefer Torah says Arboim v'asu Arboim v'asu Chado. Because the tipshoi has to do with the fact that the only reason I know to get in front of a Sefer Torah is because of Tamei Chacham, not because the Rabbanon take away the words in the Torah. And that's really what the Ma'arit over there in Kiddushin asks. So therefore the Ma'arit says a different shot. Says there's a difference between Gavur Rabo, that's our Gemara, and Loimdeya in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin it says Loimdeya. Loimdeya means people that learn the Torah, but they're not a Gavur Rabo. We talk about someone who's a Baal Shmuis, Talmud Biyodoi, he knows a lot, he's not a Gavur Rabo yet. The only reason you're giving him cover is because it's Torah. Because he knows so much Torah, that's what you mechabed him. So if you're getting up in front of him, of course you have to get up in front of the Sefer Torah that you learned. But by us, we talk about a Gavur Rabo. A Gavur Rabo is a Moira Oiro. And he can come and change what the Torah tells you. The Torah says one thing and he can say, no, the Torah means something else. So then, yeah, he is greater from the Torah. So there's a three-level stage. Stage one is the Baal Shmuis, is the Loim Deyo, he's below the Torah. Then comes the Torah, and then comes the Gavur Rabo. And this connects to the Chidon the Birkei Yosef and Yeridah Simon Reish Mevov that says when you have a concept the Rav Shemochal Kvoidu Kvoidu Mochal is only somebody who's a Rav, who's a Gavur Rabo, but somebody who is a Shoyne Halochas, he can't be Moichel's Kovit. Because his Kovit is not his Kovit. His Kovit is the Kovit of Torah. His whole Kovit comes because he knows Torah. So you can't be Moichel on the Kovit. But a Gavur Rabo is even greater than Torah. He has his own Das. He has the Das of the Chachamim. So he could be Moichel on his Kovit. And Rabbi Tzadik, in Sichas Malachi Ashoras Perek Beis, goes with this Mahalach to say, what the Gemara brings, that the Pasuk says, Torah Hashem, and there's Torah Soyeh Geyom of Elayla. When a person learns Torah, the first stage of Torah is not his, it's Torah Hashem. Then he goes into it more, it becomes Torah Soyeh. Then it becomes his. So that's one Mahalach. The Maharal in the Siva Torah Perek Yud Aleph, he doesn't address this question. But it seems that he gives an answer. Because the Maharal says that what it means that that Rabbanon can come and say that Torah is not our boyim is Lamites. It's not pshat that Rabbanon are greater than the Torah. It means that the Rabbanon are the Torah itself. The only say that we learn in our Gemara is you think that Chtevi Chachamim are separate than the Torah. The Torah and the Chtevi Chachamim come together. You cannot understand the Torah without Chtevi Chachamim. And the Tamei Chachamim are explaining what the Torah is. They're both one and the same. And this Mahalach seems to connect to what the Shmaitze, the Shev Shmaitze in his Agdomo, in Ois Ein, he goes on to explain the following. He also based on the Maharal, but he says that this world is an incomplete world. Then we have the story of Torah Strophas or Rosh Rebbe Akiva. Torah Strophas asks Rebbe Akiva, why we do a bris milah? Akadosh Baruch Hu created people. You have to make them better. So Rebbe Akiva shows him wheat and he says, can you eat this wheat? He says, no, I have to make this into bread in order to eat it. So this world was given to human beings to perfect. The world is imperfect and human beings have to perfect it. The Torah is coming to this world. We cannot understand it the way it is. We need the human beings, meaning the Chachamim, the Rabbanon, to come and explain to us what the Torah is. Without that, we can't approach it. He brings a mashal. Someone has a beautiful vineyard. If he has workers to come and harvest the vineyard, he can enjoy it. But if he doesn't have the workers, he'll never be able to touch the vineyard. So putting the Shmaitzah together with the Maharal we mentioned in Siva Torah seems to be like this. Our Gemara is saying, how can you get up in front of the Torah and not in front of the Tamei Chachamim? Without them, you don't have an approach to Torah. They're part and parcel of the Torah. But once you understand the Torah, what's greater? Says the Shmaitzah, of course the Torah is greater. The Tamei Chachamim are just coming to explain to us what the Torah said. But the Torah is the source. The Torah is the Ikar. So our Gemara is saying, someone who gets up in front of the Torah and not Tamei Chachamim, he's a fool because without Tamei Chachamim, he won't be able to understand the Torah. The Gemara in Kedushin says, if you get in front of the Mechachim, so of course you get in front of the Torah, which is the source, which is the Ikar. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list, or what's a good place, email shomachshavah@gmail.com.